Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
I want to speak to you today on the topic of growing spiritually. Growing spiritually. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians 4:15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head. Christ, hallelujah. So I'm going to speak to you today about the development of your spirit. As I've indicated to you before, your spirit is different to the Holy Spirit. You are body, soul, and spirit. And your spirit is different. And the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, for as many as are led of the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Everybody lift your hand and say, Lord, I'm a son of God and therefore led of the Spirit of God. Amen. That's the promise of God. Too many people are dominated by their soul. Too many people are dominated by their mind. They walk in what they think. And the problem with that, as I've explained to you before, is if you're dominated by your mind or your own soul, your soul means your will is active. It's not the will of the Holy Ghost. So if you want to go to Joburg, you can find a scripture that says, go therefore. And you believe it. And you can quote it. But how many of you know, unless you know that's the will of God, unless it's the Spirit of God leading you, you can be sadly mistaken. Or you can find another scripture if you don't want to go. Say, stay where you are. Do not go down to Egypt. Amen. So the Bible doesn't say as many as are led of their mind or as many as are led of their soul. It says as many as are led of the Spirit. Your spirit, the Bible says in Proverbs 20:27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So if God, when God speaks to you, he communicates with your spirit. Amen. You know that the Bible says that his spirit bears witness with our spirit. Hallelujah. That's the first evidence you have when you get born again, that you are born again. Amen. How many of you, when you got born again, you knew that you knew that you knew that you saved, that something has changed? Amen. How did you know that? It wasn't in the mind, because most times we can't explain. Amen. It wasn't in the soul, because most times we still got problems. Amen. It was your spirit. He bore witness with your spirit, the most precious truth that you have. So the Lord leads you by your spirit. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. He communicates with your spirit. Hallelujah. And so When we look at developing your spirit, there's four rules in developing your spirit. We can grow strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Develop your spirit. How many of you know that if you're spiritually weak, you can be spiritually weak or spiritually strong, just like physically. Amen. You can be like me. If I meet JP somewhere, I physically will not challenge the man. Amen. Hallelujah. But spiritually, we can also be strong. You can exercise your spirit. Now, how many of you know when you exercise your spirit, you don't go to gym once and it's done? Amen. I can't tell you how many times I've joined gym. Hallelujah. I've been a member. I've refused to let go of my gym membership for the last like almost 12 years. Can you see the results? Amen. So the point that I'm making is you have to develop your spirit. Amen. Develop your spiritual perception. So there's four rules that helps us to train our spirit. Because God has prepared the spirit life for you and I, that we can know the will of God perfectly, even in the small things of life. Amen. Every day, the Spirit of God wants to speak to you. Amen. And in fact, not wants to speak to you, is speaking to you. The Holy Ghost is there. He dwells in you. He quickens you. Amen. How many of you are born again? That means that the Holy Spirit quickens you. He raised you. He seated you in Christ. Now you need to learn how to commune with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Develop your spirit. So there's four rules. The first one is by meditation of the word. Secondly, by practicing the word. Thirdly, by giving the word first place in your life. And fourthly, by instantly obeying the voice of your spirit. These four rules will help you to develop in knowing the voice of God in every detail of your life. As you instantly obey the word of God, the word of the Holy Ghost, you will grow and you will have less, you will have fewer times when you get deceived. How many of you know the Holy Ghost is never deceived? Amen. He knows all things. How many of you know what's going to happen next week? Nobody. Who knows? The Holy Spirit knows. So by your spirit, you tap into the Holy Spirit, who's the wisdom of Solomon. Amen. Hallelujah. That tells me that every believer can walk in the wisdom of Solomon. It's the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. Then how come so many don't? Because we don't develop our spirit to hear what the Spirit is saying. So I want to speak to you about these first rules. The first one then to develop your spirit is by meditation on the Word of God. Realize today the value of meditating on the Word of God. Taking the Word of God and spending a quiet time in meditation on that Word. Letting that Word come into your heart. You can develop spiritual wisdom by meditating in the Word. Amen. So you cannot develop spiritual wisdom if you do not meditate in the Word. We live and move and have our being in Him, in the Word. Somebody say amen. So God said to Joshua when he's entering the promised land, of course you know that this was given as a type to us. Enter the promised land. When you enter the promised land, what's that? It's the promises that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. You enter every heavenly promise. That's the promised land that God has given us. So what did he say to Joshua? He said to him in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Then you will make your way prosperous. And you will have good success. Another version says you'll be able to deal wisely in the affairs of life. Amen. So if you want to have good success and prosper, you need to meditate on the Word of God. Because that's where God has hidden His treasures. Hallelujah. Too many people copy other people. What are they doing? And then they want to copy it. And many times, look, there's value in copying a successful person because there's a reason he's successful. Amen. But if you want to fulfill the will and the call of God, you cannot copy people. You have to hear the voice of His Spirit. Because the Bible says He alone knows you. Amen. So I don't know about you. My goal is not success. My goal is obedience. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll speak. My goal, Johnny, is not success. Your goal is to fulfill the will of God for your life. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Too many people make success their goal. Doing the will of God is your goal. Amen. If Jesus had to have our definition of success, he will end up with a yacht. Amen. $1 billion in the bank and no blood shed for you and me. Amen. So my goal is obedience, fulfilling the call of God. Lift your hands, say, thank you, Holy Spirit. You are here to lead me into fulfilling the will of God, in finding and fulfilling the purpose of God for my life. Amen. So take time each day to meditate on the Word of God. Hallelujah. This is how you're able to deal wisely and have success in your life. Amen. Set some time aside every day, even if it starts with 10 minutes. Practice that. Hallelujah. Secondly, the second step in developing your spirit is practicing the Word of God. It's good knowing the Word of God, but it's another thing practicing the Word of God. James says, be ye therefore doers of the Word, and not only hearers of the Word. Amen. There are too many talkers of the Word. You see them, they all got a Facebook pulpit. Talk, 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 talk. No walk. Amen. They even rejoice in the Word. They even quote the Word. They're happy about the Word. But they're not doing the Word. James says, be ye doers of the Word and not only hearers of the Word. He said, because then you're deceiving yourself. It means to be deluded. There are many deluded people. So many people, you can hear them if they're a doer of the Word or not. Because if you're a doer, you won't talk doubt, unbelief, fear, defeat. Because you're a doer of the Word. You speak faith. Amen. You do what God says to do. And people like that will never walk in the highway of the Lord. You know, I just want to say that with this, and of course, you know, if we don't pray public for these prayer cards, I'll take them with me anyway. Amen. So I want to say this to you. If you put your prayer request in, put your prayer request in. But from the second time you come to put your prayer request in, do it with a quote of scripture that you're standing on. Amen. I was just in home cell, what was it, last Tuesday, and One of the ladies testified how she was putting in prayer requests, and getting no answers. And her husband says to her, you keep doing it. No answer next week. Keep doing it. Remember I said, keep doing it. And then after a while, a few months, I suppose. I don't know if she's here to correct me how long. But suddenly the breakthrough came. Amen. So I want to practice the Word. I need to do what God says. Hallelujah. So, if I'm going to walk in the highway of the Lord, I mustn't be deluded. Do what God's Word says. You know, God said to Joshua, he said to Joshua, keep my commandments. If you keep my commandments, meditate in this Word, keep my commandments. He said, oh, must I go back to the Old Testament, keep all the commandments? Jesus said, a new command I give you. On this commandment hangs all the laws and the prophets. It's a fulfillment of all commandments. Walk in love. Hallelujah. So as a doer of the Word, I walk in love. Hallelujah. I let the love of God. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad. You don't have to generate you. It's in you. Amen. You know how you shed abroad the love of God? Even if somebody's doing bad towards you, you think, what does God think about this person? Amen. God loves this person. God is for this person. And you let the love of God be shed. Listen, if you love, if you're a doer of the Word and you love, you will never do anybody harm. Amen. If you're a doer of the Word, you'll be a blessing. Amen. Because you're walking in love. Hallelujah. You are patient. You are kind. So it's the first law, really. And its Bible calls it the royal law. You walk in love. Hallelujah. So I'm a doer of the word. I love. You know, I read this quote and I just love it. It says, the love of God is ever ready to believe the best about other people. Amen. If I love you, I'm willing to believe the best about you. So if you want to walk in love, the last thing you can do is consider all they did wrong to you. Amen. You have to forget that. Hallelujah. May God give you, make all of us suffer amnesia as far as the wrongs that were done to us. Amen. Hallelujah. You see those movies where a person forgets everything. Amen. Your memory was wiped out. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Hallelujah. All the things that others have done to you. We don't walk with heavy baggage because we walk in love. Hallelujah. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, listen, if you're anxious, you're not doing the word. How are you? Oh, I'm anxious. I'm worried. You know, you think they're the warriors of Christ. Amen. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, with prayer and thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Hallelujah. And what's the result of that? The peace of God will garrison you. Hallelujah. Many people want the peace of God, but they don't want to do the first part. Be anxious for nothing. It's a command. You say, Apostle Johnny, I can't. It's impossible for me not to worry. God won't tell you to do something that you can't do. Amen. So the Bible says, let your request be made. Now, he's not speaking about just forget it. Don't think about it. He says, let your request be made known to God. Amen. In everything, by prayer and thanksgiving, let your request be made. Bring it to the Lord. Receive the answer and walk in joy. Hallelujah. Be a doer of the word. As you practice and exercise doing the word, your spirit man gets strengthened. Hallelujah. The worst is to walk like a hypocrite. You say one thing and do another thing. It undermines your integrity. Amen. So be a doer of the word. Thirdly, give the word of God first place. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I had an example here. Maybe I should just stick with that example. How are you a doer of the word? There's a story of Smith Wigglesworth, who was, a great, great apostle. And at a time, he had serious financial issues in his ministry. And, but he brought it to the Lord and he rejoiced. And then he went to go visit. There was a rich man that called him to come visit him. Now, that rich man could write his check out like, no problem. But he had already received the joy of the Lord. So he walked with this man, and instead of being burdened and worried, you know, some people, if you got a need, you let everybody know. You know, you let everybody know, I've got a need. Why? Because you think they're going to help you. They're not your help. My help comes from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. And so as he walked with this rich man and talked with him, full of joy and peace, the rich man said, listen, I'll give anything to have the joy and the peace that you have. And Smith Wiggles said to him, it's available for you. You'll just enter it. He said, oh, I can't not worry. Of course you can. Amen. Cast your burdens on him because he cares. And you know what? He never told the man because he'd already received the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you go around telling everybody, if I tell you that I've got a problem, you're going to tell her, and she's going to tell her, and after a little while, yeah, you know, that Pastor Johnny, he don't have faith. Look how many problems he has. Amen. Don't share your problems. Share your faith. Can I say that again? Man, that's a huge truth. Don't share your problems. Share your faith. Hallelujah. And it wasn't long, and God provided for Smith. Amen. Not through that man. Another way. Because God is my provider. Somebody say amen. So the third way to develop your spirit is to give the Word of God first place in your life. Amen. I'm talking about the training, the developing, the educating, the maturing of your spirit. Who's responsible to mature your spirit? You. Amen. I can't do it for you. Amazed. So many times people come to my wife and I for marriage counseling. And say, no, you need to do this and this and this. Then they go away. They come back next week. They haven't done anything we told them. So eventually I said to this couple, listen, it's not. And he's asking if I've been fasting for his marriage. I said, have you? It's not my marriage. It's your marriage. And I've had my fastings, brother. You believe it. Amen. Amen. Now it's your turn. Hallelujah. You must fight to possess your land. Amen. And so give the Word of God first place in your life. My son, give attention to my words. Meditate in them day and night. Incline your ears to my sayings. That's what it says. You know, this is the healing word. Amen. He sent his word and healed them. Yet so many people, the moment they're sick, they go to the doctor first. Now, nothing wrong with the doctors. Amen. Thank God for doctors. But you should give the word of God first place. What's the word of God says? Any sick amongst you, them call for the elders. You know where they are. The elders are right here every Sunday. Amen. Come first. Give the word of God first place. Amen. Put his word first. Do what he said first. We don't run around to the bank manager. We first come to him. Because he might say to you, no, don't go to the bank manager. Amen. Or he might open a deal for you. Who knows what he's going to do? Amen. As many as are led of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the mighty spirit of wisdom. Amen. And you know what? You know what the Bible also says about him? It says he's the guarantor of the promises of God. So he has it all with him. So when the Holy Ghost says, don't worry, do this. Man, the guarantor is saying, don't worry. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, wonderful, you go see a rich man and say, hey, don't worry. I got you. You don't worry no more. Amen. And so give the word of God first place. I remember a testimony of our sound guy in Wentworth, and he was about to start his business, and there was just no way. He didn't have money for a truck. But he's our only sound guy in Wentworth, and just started there. And we had the funeral that Saturday. So he only has Saturday. His new contract starts Monday. God gave him a trucking business, gave him contract, everything. New business starts Monday. Saturday morning, he had set aside to go and find a truck. Amen. And see if he can't get money. Didn't have money either. Hallelujah. And so Saturday morning was funeral time. And he's the sound man. So I phoned him. I don't know what he's going through. Thank God many times the pastor doesn't know what you're going through. Because I got too much compassion on you. I would have told him, brother, go do what you need to do. Amen. That's myself. But I said to him, come. And he left everything. He came to do the funeral. Amen. Business is ours till 12. Funeral is at 10. So he needed to be there at 8 so he can set up things and da, 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 da. Sorry, it was at 9. He had to be there at 8. So he couldn't do anything. Then the funeral went on for 2 hours because some of those bring testimony, preach the everlasting gospel. Amen. But here he is. He's putting the kingdom first. Amen. He's giving the word of God first place. And by the time the funeral was over, it was after 12. And now there's... But do you know, when he walked out the funeral, when he stood outside and people were talking, He spoke to another person that's an investor, and the person said, I'll pay for your truck. Gave him money. Amen. Do you see when he put the kingdom first? God took care of him. Amen. Amen. And not only did he give him the money, he gave him the money on the spot. And there he's driving home. Now he doesn't know where to find the truck. And as he's driving home, he took a wrong turn. End up going down a road he never goes down. And guess what's standing on the road? A truck just like the one he wants. Amen. It's not for sale. So he stops and he goes to knock on the door. And he says to the person, he says, is that your truck out there? The guy said, yes. He said, I want to buy it. Amen. So the guy said, okay, I'll sell it to you. How do you know? Because he put the kingdom first, by the time Monday came, he had the money, he had the truck. And this person that he bought the truck from, he bought it from him. He said, okay, 10,000. Okay. He said, give me 10,000 and I think another 20 you can pay me off as you go. He said, give that to me. And so he gave him 10. And then the man says to him, do you have money for diesel? He says, no. He said, okay, here's 2,000 rand back for diesel. If you put the kingdom of God first, give the word of God first place. Amen. Because then you're walking in the light of the word. That's what it means. If you walk in the light, even as he is the light, he will guide your footsteps. Amen. So the third step in developing the human spirit is to give the word of God first place in your life. And the final step, the final rule in developing your spirit is instantly obey the voice of your spirit. Learn to listen to the voice of your spirit. You're talking about the voice of your spirit, that, you know, many people call it an unction. In the world, they call it a gut feel. Do you know that even unbelievers have a spirit? Amen. So when you get born again, you get a recreated spirit, holy in the image of God. Amen. But before you're born again, you're also a spirit. That's why you can go to hell eternally. Amen. Because you're eternal spirit. So they call it a gut feel, or the ladies like calling it a sixth sense. It's your spirit. You walk, somebody's doing something, you just feel, doesn't feel right. Hey? Or a person's talking, you got no reason to doubt him, and you know they're lying. Amen. That's your spirit. Your spirit is picking it up. We need to learn to obey our spirit. When you're born again, you have access to the Holy Spirit. Amen. His spirit bears witness to your spirit. That's the privilege of believers, not the privilege. Unbelievers can't hear the voice of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The only voice they can hear of the Holy Ghost is conviction for their sin. Amen. How do you know that? God is very interested in getting you saved. Somebody say amen. So that's your inward spirit. Paul says, though our outward man perishes, our inward man has been renewed daily. What's he speaking about? Your spirit. Amen. So learn to listen to the voice of your spirit. So your spirit, I always tell people, the way that you learn to listen to your spirit, of course, is... Firstly, when it's very crude, when you just begin, it's what we call red light or green light. You get a yes or a no. That's it. But the Bible says the spirit of peace is your umpire. So he is the spirit of peace. So if he's the spirit of peace and you're walking in his will, what will you have in your spirit? Sorry? He is the spirit of peace. And when I'm fulfilling his will, I will have peace in my spirit. Amen. So if I'm about to do something that's not his will, what will I feel? My peace will leave me. Amen. So it's the first way of learning how to walk in the spirit. So how do I do that? I just want to make it practical, just bring it down to where the rubber meets the road for you to understand. How do I learn to walk in the spirit? Well, you follow these four rules. Okay, And you pray in the spirit also. What are you learning? You're learning to exercise your spirit. Okay? Now, how are you led in the spirit? He is the spirit of? Everybody say with me, the Holy Spirit is the spirit of peace. So if you want to hear the Holy Spirit, you have to first come to a place of peace. A person praying a worried prayer cannot hear the Holy Spirit. You're anxious. You're stressed. That's why the Bible says David went and strengthened himself in the Lord. He took time aside. Gone to peace. Amen. How do you come to peace? You come, you close yourself off, spend time with him, you pray, you worship, you honor him, and get to a place, the Lord is my shepherd. Everything's hundreds. I'm in his presence. Once you've established peace, are you with me? Once you've established peace, not whatever comes to mind, once you've established peace, your mind set on him, then you turn to the issue at hand. And then you say, now, Lord, this has come available, and I'd really love to do this. Thank you that you give me opportunities. And as you're thanking him, thank you that you lead me. Thank you that you guide me. Thank you that you my direction. And as you're praying that, your spirit man is saying, yes, yes, this is God. You got complete peace. That's God saying yes. Or the same thing. Thank you, Lord. This is an opportunity. Thank you that you lead me. Thank you that you guide me. Thank you that the footsteps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. Hearts, man devises his way, but the Lord directs my footsteps. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And as you say, for this opportunity, something in go goes, That's the spirit of peace. Amen. As many as are led of the Spirit. You and I need to learn to be led of the Spirit, because the natural man can deceive you. Amen. And this is a favorite amongst Christians. They're led of the fleece. Put a fleece out before the Lord. Or what we call the open door, closed door theology. If the opportunity makes itself available, it's the Lord. If the door opens, I know it's you, Lord. If it shuts, I know it's not you. But I'm just going ahead. Open and shut door. That's not, the Bible doesn't say as many as are led by doors. Amen. As many as are led of the, lift your hand and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. You're the spirit of wisdom and counsel and knowledge and blessing. And I'm led of you into all truth. Hallelujah. So, you know, people call it, I'll put a fleece out before the Lord. And somebody say, well, Pastor Johnny, don't you know Gideon put a fleece before the Lord? That was Old Testament. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. Amen. So he put a fleece out, and it was wet on the fleece and dry all around. He said, okay, now, Lord, confirm it. Let it be dry on the fleece and wet all around. And God did that, and God confirmed it to him. So Christians say, Lord, I know. If I go ask Susie to marry me, and she says yes, then I know it's of you. Then you go and you ask Susie, and she's not led of the Lord either, but she wants you. And she says yes. You both get fleeced. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible doesn't say as many as are led of fleeces. Amen. As many as are led of the Spirit, these are sons of God. So I learned to develop my spirit. I learned to listen to the voice of the Spirit. Till his spirit bears witness with my spirit. Now I'm led of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you're led of the Lord, you will never make a mistake. Pastor Johnny, that's a great claim. It's an absolute truth. Because the Holy Ghost cannot make a mistake. Amen. So Lord, so you know how many people make big mistakes in their lives? Just a quick choice. Big mistake. You know. And I remember it was like December, last year, December. I'm visiting my dad and my My brother was, this 2 years ago, my brother was there and they're all talking about Bitcoin, you know, and you invest in Bitcoin. And I'm thinking of this, oh my Lord, I don't understand this at all. And he pulls out his phone. He showed me I bought so many Bitcoin and look how many Bitcoin I got now. I thought, man, this is good. I'm going to buy Bitcoin. So I quickly loaded the app and I bought Bitcoin. And I didn't put too much in it, but I just bought it. I said, who knows? Maybe I hit the luck. Amen. Now, for others, investing in Bitcoin, if you've studied it and you know it and all that, then it's an investment. But for me, it was a gamble. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Amen. And I looked at it, man, my Bitcoins went up. I said, whoo, I hit the luck. And then after a little while, my Bitcoins went down. I said, no, it's going to turn around. It kept going down. Amen. And then something happened. I said, Lord, how can this thing happen? You know, there was a financial problem came into my life. And I said, I've never had this. How can this be happening around me? I'm blessed. I'm in covenant with you, my God. Hallelujah. You rebuke the devourer. The devourer's got no part in me. How can this be happening? The more I'm praying, the more I'm rebuking the devourer, the happier he gets in my life. And then I went to pray. I said, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord said to me, you made a covenant with chance. A little leaven spoils the lump. So I immediately sold all my Bitcoin, deleted the app, and said, Lord, I repent. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean everybody that's in Bitcoin are sinners. I'm not saying that. I'm saying for me, my intention was hitting a luck. Zama, zama. Amen. Modern zama, zama. What's it called now? Lotto. What's it called? Huh? Tata Mashans. How do you know we're not blessed by chance? Amen. And people say, well, you're lucky. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Amen. So if I follow these four rules by meditating on the Word of God. Amen. Doing the Word of God, giving the Word of God first place, and listening to the voice of my spirit, instantly obeying, I will develop and I will grow. And of course, as you develop and grow, it becomes easier. You listen easier because your spirit man gets stronger. Come on, everybody stand with me today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody lift your hand and say, thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the voice of God. You are my counselor. You are the gentle voice of God, the sweet, still, small voice. I thank you that you bear witness with my spirit. And I'm led of the spirit. I'm not led of the mind. I'm not led by the marketplace. I'm not led by people. I'm led of the Spirit. Your ways are the highway of God. And today, I receive your joy. I receive your peace. I trust you, Spirit of God. Now, there are things that you need to maybe today just hand over to God. Just say, Lord, this area, I don't know what to do. But right now, I'm saying whatever you say, I'm going to obey. And deep in your heart, you might say, oh man, what if God says, what if the Holy Spirit says, don't do it? Well, commit yourself. Lord, if you say don't, I will listen. Or you don't want to, but maybe the Holy Spirit will say, do it. All you need to do is say, Lord, you are my peace. You are my strength. You are the spirit of wisdom and counsel and knowledge. You are the guarantor of every heavenly blessing in my life. You know my ways. You set a path before me. You're the spirit of wisdom. You're the wisdom of Solomon. When I follow you, I walk securely. I trust you, Lord. Thank you now. Thank you now. You're my God that leads me in truth. Hallelujah. 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 Now, this thing, Lord, that I want to do, let's say that to him. This thing that I wanted to want to do. Lord, this job that I want to take on, this place that I want to resign from, this contract that I want to take, this thing that I want to say, I thank you to guide me. I thank you to show me. Thank you, Lord, that you bless my paths. Today I want to do that. This is what's in my heart. Now, as you said that, what happened to your spirit? Did your spirit man start churning? Did you lose your peace? Or did joy enter your spirit? Hallelujah. Be led of that. Now, I gave you a little mini sample of how to press it. How to be led of the Spirit. And so when the Holy Ghost leads you, don't afterwards start analyzing it and arguing with it, because now you're coming back into the sense realm. Amen. Everybody say with me, I'm led of the Spirit because I'm a son of God. And this week, His blessing, His perfect will shall be done. And whatever He leads me to do, I trust. And it shall turn out to work for my good in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.